This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated in Tehran, according to Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard on Wednesday. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the assassination, but suspicion fell on Israel, which has vowed to kill him and other leaders of Hamas over the group's October 7th attack. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says that she backs Israel's right to defend itself.
And I unequivocally support Israel's right to remain secure and to defend the security of Israel. What we know in particular is it has a right to defend itself against the terrorist organization, which is exactly what Hezbollah is.
Israel has said the strike was aimed at Hezbollah commanders. Criticism of Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro is mounting after electoral authorities declared him the victim in a presidential election that the opposition claims to have won by a landslide.
Thousands of ardent opposition supporters gathered on Tuesday outside the United Nations offices in the capital, Caracas, to celebrate what they say was an electoral victory by opposition candidate Edmundo González. Maduro's allies, meanwhile, appeared on national television to accuse opposition leaders of being fascists. The opposition says it has more than 84% of Sunday's voter precinct tally sheets, and they show González won by more than double Maduro's votes. The opposition is urging its supporters to remain calm and gather peacefully. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
More at VOA.